at least this time of year? Give us a little rundown on that.
Well, you know, it's a different team in that, you know, we have some size. Brian and Kendrick are 6'6". And, you know, AJ's no small guy, and our guards are decent size. So I expect us to play a little more. We're real focused on our half court, utilizing our size, getting the ball inside. But that doesn't mean we're not going to run, and that doesn't mean we're not going to pressure. But clearly when you look out on the court and you see our size, it dictates that we're going to get the ball near the basket.
Right. Do you know anything about the teams that are coming here as far as what kind of ball they play?
Well, Barrow traditionally, a lot of the Northwest Arctic teams and teams from that league play a kind of an open run and shoot, no post style. Their guards are actually bigger than their forwards. They have some 6'2", 6'3" guards. Lawrence Kaliak is a very, very good player, all-state player, and you know, they'll shoot the three and they'll run up and down the floor and they'll try to wear you down. Thunder Mountain is ranked third in the state, coming off of a very good state appearance in the 4A last year. They, you know, 6'7", 6'6" inside, so they'll challenge us size wise. And they have some great athletes, as you would expect in Juneau. And Grace Christian, one of the fine private schools in Anchorage, you know, it's coming off of a 30-point win over the state's largest high school, South High School. They beat them, I believe, 79-46. And so, you know, we expect, you know, they shoot the three. They like to run up and down. And so, I think all three teams will be at state this year.
So the game times for the tournament here?
There are four games daily, 2:30, 4, 5:30 and 7. The Sitka teams will play the 5:30 and 7 o'clock games, and which is a separate session. There are session ticket prices, and then there are there's a pass for the whole shooting match.
What kind of personality can we feel? Can we expect to see on the floor with the way they play, not just the style? You know,
our guys are really intense. They're very competitive. I have a lot of two sport guys. I have a lot of baseball players. I have some track guys. These guys don't like to lose. They're intense. They like to get up and down, and mostly, you know, I used to call these guys puppies in a box because they're so close. And you know, they've traveled together in the summer. We spent a lot of time in Spokane this year, and I think you'll see a pretty cohesive, focused unit.
All right. Well, let's address the pink elephant in the room. I mean, last year the team had a regular season championships type of season, went to the region tournament and didn't get to go to state. Tell us how the team and you and everyone's dealing with that kind of issue.
Well, you know, I don't think it's any secret. I tell the guys only one high school in the state finishes with a win. And everybody wants to be that team. And I think basketball, in some sense, you have to have a short memory. You miss a shot, you got to make the next one. You lose a game, you want to win the next one. And I think it created a long off season because the guys wanted to do better. And I think the guys, that kind of bled over in the baseball. We have a lot of baseball guys. And so those guys, you know, feel like this is their senior year. And in order for them to have a successful senior year, they can't just, you know, they want to do more than compete at state. And they have to understand that the first hurdle is regionals. They have to get there. They have to win it.
Well, good luck on that. Your expectations for this year?
You know what? We'd love to win the regular season, but right now we'd like to win the Holland America Classic.
Well, great. We'll hope to see you perform well today, and we hope there's big crowds out there. I'll be there. And thanks for coming in this morning, Andy.
Hey, I appreciate it. The only cautionary tale is the Holiday Brass goes on Friday night, the same time as our games, and we want to make sure people understand that there will be some major, major parking issues. And so either get there early or park at Moeller, park at Lakeside and carpool up or do whatever you have to do. But parking will be an issue on Friday night.
Thanks for the hands up. Thanks, Andy. Good luck on the season.
Appreciate it.
And Andy, I have a quick question for you.
Yes.
For those of us who are not familiar with basketball, who don't really follow this, can you tell us why this is a really big deal for your players?
Well, I think, you know, 25 years ago, I used to come to Sitka to play adult men's basketball in the American Legion tournament and the Alaska Airlines tournament that was here. And Sitka's traditionally been a basketball town. It's the hub. You know, our referees association is the oldest, maybe in the state, but certainly in the region. And I just think that teams enjoy coming here. The hospitality is a is a major deal. And a team, you know, Barrow wanted to come because, you know, Nome came in the past. And, you know, the word gets out that you have a good tournament. And it gives our fans a chance to see a number of different styles. And, you know, we love to play Juno. We love to beat Juno. So I think the rivalry aspect is there. And I think the alumni get together. You know, I know Brian's sons, you know, are big supporters and past players. And, you know, people see each other in the bleachers for the first time in years. And so it has a lot of major feel good aspects to it, but you know, mostly we like to play.
And the girls and boys teams, they're going to be playing in the same place at the same
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely. I think it's the only time this year that we play in the same night. So it's a chance to get to see both teams. We want to welcome Coach Kathy Forster aboard in her first year as the girls coach and wish her well. And we're excited to see the girls play. And it's great to sit in the stands with the guys and root on the girls.
And folks in Sitka will see, I assume, lots of students from the top of the state to the bottom of the state, and even a team from outside the state walking around town.
Right. You know, it's good for the economy. It's good for, you know, camaraderie. I mean, there's a lot of feel-good stories. You know, we're excited. We're just excited to get the season started. But I think the other aspect of that is we want to see what everybody, what the competition looks like, you know. And, you know, the guys are, I'm sure guys aren't sleeping well. You know, they're very excited. But at the same time, we want to go out and do a good job in front of the hometown and represent our town well.
Well, wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio today.
Always great to be here.
I've been speaking with Coach Andy Lee, Sitka High School basketball coach Andy Lee, and actually Brian Hansen has been speaking predominantly with Andy Lee. Brian hosts our weekly Sitka School Activities Report, and it was coming live to you today from the Sitka Studios.